This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week, I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt, and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel, 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. Talking to this bundle of talent is always a delight, as she brings a lot of novelty, spunk, and freshness to the table. She has won awards for her songs in Bollywood, but that was not enough for her. She discovered the real musician inside her and took the plunge when she composed for a Marathi movie's soundtrack and then released her first English album, 2X Side A, with Big Bang Music. We have the feisty Shalmali Kholgade with us on this episode of 9XM Soundcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Eva. Thank you so very much for all the beautiful things you said about me. I hope to live up to that excitement in your voice for the rest of my career. But thank you for this.
Every time you have always tried to, you know, with each and every song of yours, you have always tried to experiment. Mind blowing. Like I feel that, you know, before starting this interview, I was like, I was watching the video and I was like, I think I'll just tell her, let's just listen to the song. Let's just keep watching the video. Let's just not talk. Let's just not do anything. There is nothing left to talk. When you listen and when you guys watch the video, here is beautiful. You know, she has just spoken out everything. You and Sunidhi, both of you together, you guys have voiced out everything that's there in your heart, in your mind. And it's like, bare open for, you know, us music lovers to enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much again for feeling that strongly about a song that we've put our heart and souls into. And like the name suggests, Here is Beautiful. It's just a song about appreciating the here and now, whether it's a relationship that you have, and to appreciate our surroundings and the beautiful nature around us. You know, if we just take the time to just admire the beauty in nature, we will all arrive to the conclusion that here is beautiful, you know, where we are is beautiful. And that's what the song is about. I'm so happy that it resonated with you, Eva.
Absolutely right. Like, you know, you cannot define or you cannot, you know, chalk out the story, you know, for this video, at least, because it's multiple things. It's so many layers are there and the lyrics are beautiful, Shalmali. What do you call it? Like, you know, it's not like you are just paying attention to the music or you are just paying attention to the lyrics or the video. You have two, you know, divas of our industry, Sunidhi and Shalmali. No, but we can't see you. We can't even see you. We are seeing the song. We are just feeling and enjoying the song. That's the success of the song, I believe, the melody, the music, that it has crossed the boundaries of, you know, a Sunidhi Chauhan meeting Shalmali Kholgade, you know. So that is the standard that it has reached.
I am absolutely speechless at this point listening to you and what you're saying. But I mean, and what you said in particular, that it has crossed the, for you, it has crossed just being a Sunidhi and Shalmali collaboration. And that to me means so much, you know, because that was always secondary for us, for both of us. Like when both of us, we decided to do this song, we weren't like, oh, it'll dhamakedar hoga, and, you know, both of us being together will create some kind of sansani, some, you know, some exciting news for people to be like, what are these guys? No, that was really not where the song came from. It was just two people who started speaking and gelled on music. They gelled on music. We liked the music. We enjoyed doing the song. And then came the fact that, you know, we are both, we have a certain standing in the industry, and then it does well on top of that. But that was never the beginning of this relationship.
Absolutely. Which is, again, nobody's nobody's trying to you know, try too hard to, you know, please the viewers and audience. Oh my God. I mean, we are in the YouTube generation, and, you know, there is an overdose of, you know, independent music to Bollywood music happening. How to stand out? Nothing at all. You guys are in some other space, in some other world, and you guys have easily, you know, sucked us audience, you know, you have lured us to, you know, to that beautiful world in which, you know, there is just love, there is contentment, like you said, here is beautiful, is beyond, you know, all the songs that we have seen in recent times.
I really want to give you one tight hug right now. I don't want to care about Corona or anything. I just want to give you a tight hug. So I'm sending you that, okay?
So let me tell our listeners and our viewers that, you know, the beautiful album of Shalmali Kholgade, 2X Side A, released under Big Bang Music, is, you know, out now for you guys to enjoy. The single Here Is Beautiful is already out for all of us to, you know, enjoy and indulge in. So Shalmali, before we talk, you know, about the entire, the making of this album, let's hear you sing a few lines, you know, exclusively on this podcast.
Sure.
Here's to the time we spend laughing over sweet nothings, crying over old spells, fighting to keep the ship afloat. Here's to the time we spend wondering if we are moving forward, arguing for nothing at all, stuck between our minds and our hearts. I don't care if we came the right way or if we're heading in the right direction, this world is beautiful. It's beautiful. Oh, here is beautiful.
Wow. As I said, this song has the ability to, you know, stop time, you know, and just appreciate, you know, everything that we have. And wow, just so grateful, you know, thankful for you to have, you know, given us this song. Let's hear it from you. You know, all the emotions that you have gone through while, you know, writing and composing and, you know, making this.
This song, although I'm really glad that the video and having Sunidhi sing this with me, it opened it up to more interpretation for the lyric, which was actually written as a gift for my boyfriend on our 5 years of being together. So it was literally, it's a love song. It's and to me, like, you know, I would imagine someone walking down the aisle to this song. You know, it's like saying, here is beautiful. You know, I'm so glad that I'm spending my life, my time with you. And that is the sentiment with which I wrote this for my boyfriend. And it was just a gift. And that was the whole idea behind the song, to not put it out, really. I told Sunidhi that I'm not going to release this song. It's just a gift. And she's like, yeah, that's so cute. Let's do it, you know. So a few months after we did this and it was ready, there was this piano version in which I would sing the first half of the song. Sunidhi would sing the second half and then we would sing it together at the end.
Wow.
And a few months later, when I decided I want to make an album, I felt like I wanted to put this song in the album. So I called her and I asked her again, newly, you know, that can we put Here Is Beautiful in my album? Will you sing on my album with me? And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And then she said, let's also do a video. And I said, yes, okay, let's do a video. So that's when, you know, the idea of what do we do in this video? Because there are two women singing this song, which is, it's a very gender neutral song. There's no really he, she in it. And I think that's a beauty in also English as a language, to be able to do this gender neutrality with more ease. But the director, Gigi Vishakai, she said, when I hear this song, I feel like this oneness with nature and the bond between two women coming through in the song. That's what she understood in the song. Despite the backstory of the song. Despite that. Yeah. And I said, wow, this is amazing, because this really opens the song up to the audience. Like, you can consume it the way you want. I can sing this song to my mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can tell my mother that I am so grateful for you in my life, and our time together is beautiful, you know.
Or me to my daughter. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Totally.
So it's been magical.
Wow. Beautiful. Absolutely. I remember when we met during Baby Ko Base Pasand Hai, I remember that you told me that, you know, you are right now, Eva, for me, it's not just about, you know, the Bollywood songs. They come and go and it's great and you love doing it. You are a full, you know, Bollywood masala, you know, singer, so to speak. You enjoy that space too. But you were telling me that, you know, how you are concentrating in, writing your own songs and composing. That's the essential you. In fact, whenever I have been talking to all the musicians, the music composers, and we have spoken about you, be it Vishal Shekhar or anybody, whenever we have spoken about you, it was not like Shalmali the singer, Shalmali the artist who is so, full of, you know, new ideas, and she's a writer she's a real complete artist, and she's not just a singer for us.
Oh man, you know, this has been really important for me, what you said, and now that I am not the one saying it, you are saying it, just makes me feel like, you know, all that effort that I have tried to put subliminally is showing effect, because it was never enough for me to be a singer. I felt like if I was to define myself, I don't want to say I sing. I want to say that I write my songs, I sing, I do my part in the videos, I conceptualize, say, costumes, and I want to put my head into that. But for me, that is who I knew I had the potential to be and needed to do with my life. It wasn't enough for me to be a playback singer. And I'm glad that I got the opportunity to be that also. I mean, I'm extremely grateful. It's been a huge stepping stone. But where I am now, writing my own music and putting that out, an expression of my thoughts and my musical thoughts, is what I've always wanted my identity to be.
At the same time, Shalmali, we are not able to put you in a box. You are not sitting in one place. You just can't sit in one place, as in your music, or we just can't put you in one box. Shalmali sings a song like Balam Pichkari or Baby Ko Base Pasand Hai, and immediately after some time, she's doing something else. And you are then composing for a Marathi, song, which is like your hometown and home ground, so to speak. And then you come up with something like Here Is Beautiful. So that's that's just so amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like that just comes from this huge horizon I see in front of me. There's just so much to do within music. So much that is beyond just singing a song.
Right.
And just singing in itself is such a big world. But I felt like when I was doing the music for June, the film that you spoke about, the independent Marathi film, I found so much satisfaction and joy in calling another singer to sing a composition that I had made. You know, to hear that composition that I'd say made in my home come to life in a very different way when someone renders it, when renders someone sings it. Like Abhay Jodhpurkar sang one of the songs, and when he began singing that song, I felt like he completed the song. Like for me, he brought so much of his soul and his vibe into it. It sort of completed it. And that to be on the other side now, for me, who has been a playback singer,
right,
has been like, I'm sketched out to do this more than, you know, being behind the mic, is the feeling I got at that point.
Such a big kick, or such a big, you know, that satisfaction must be immense.
Immense. Immense.
And that responsibility, and then that realization, yeah, that, oh my God, when a Pritam or a Vishal Shekhar, when they got you to, you know, sing a particular song, and you were feeling all, you might be, you know, feeling that, oh my God, I have this, you know, I have to get this thing right for Pritam or Vishal Shekhar. And here now you, yeah, are in their, yeah, you have that, yeah, responsibility.
I mean, in fact, I really did have that moment, you know, where I was thinking, oh my God, tables have turned. I'm on the other side now. And this is insane. Like, yeah, I'm loving the feeling, but it's a lot of pressure also, you know, to get the right things out. And that's also such a cool thing, you know, to be able to communicate to a vocalist. And knowing what it feels like to be on the other side also helps, you know. The kind of language you speak to someone, bilkul, how bilkul, how much you push them, how much not to push them, how much to give them like space. It's just made me so excited about being a musician again. You know, like there was a time in between where I felt like, that is this it? Like, is this what I'm going to do now for the rest of my life? And I just wasn't happy with yes, I'm going to just be singing for films, and that's going to be one song. Then maybe a song works, doesn't work, da 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 da. I was like, no. You have to make this what you wanted to always make it, you know. You wanted to write your own music. You wanted to do that. You wanted to do it in English. And whether or not there's an audience for it, there's always a beginning. And you have to make that beginning. Nobody's going to give you an audience on a platter saying, hey, here, you know, you're a sensation. And the effort is not to be a sensation, you know. That's another thing for me. I just really want to do music like
good
this
music, yeah,
good music, that's all that matters, good music, period.
Wow. And you know, that's just so amazing. We'll talk a lot about Here Is Beautiful. Before that, if we were to talk about your Bollywood you know, songs that you have sung, if you listen to, you know, say Balam Pichkari or Baby Ko Bass Pasand Hai, you know, these songs that were, you know, hardcore commercial Hindi film cinema songs, and the way you brought in your, you know, the Shalmali effect.
I mean, it's so funny how things work out for you. Now, for me, I think really things worked out for me for the best, because the musical upbringing that I had no fraction of film music in it. There was next to no film music influence that I've had growing up. It was either English music, or it had been classical music.
Yeah.
And there was no film music, but I ended up doing film music. So when I was put in the shoes of a playback singer, I just did what I had heard growing up, which is either English music or classical. And I did what came naturally to me, and that whatever came naturally became the Shalmali effect, like you called it, and it just worked out. So I feel like nothing one goes to waste. No amount of listening, no amount of learning, anything goes to waste ever. And I really feel like I have learned that from my own life, that nothing goes to waste. And there's always a use you find, or if you apply yourself, you could find use to your skill that you had developed 5 years back today, you know.
Wow, beautiful. And if I can request you, Shalmali, that, you know, if you can sing a few lines of my all-time favorite of yours, that is Balam Pichkari, which is like a no-brainer, like everybody's favorite, Vishal's favorite, everyone's favorite.
Yeah, sure. It's the It's the holy song, right?
Itna masa kyun aa raha hai tune hawa mein bhag milaya tu kya nasha kyun ho raha hai aankhon se meetha tu nikhlaya o teri malmal ki kurti ko nabi ho gayi man chali chal kaise nabi ho gayi o पलम पिचकारी जो तूने मुझे मारी तू सीधी सादी छोरी शराबी हो गई जीज पहन के जो तूने मारा ठुमका तो लट्टू पड़ोसन की भाभी हो गई.
wow amazing. I must tell you at this point that the first concert and the last concert of 2020 was the Pritam Da concert that 9XM had done for the armed forces at yes. NCPA, and you were phenomenal. You were phenomenal. Thanks. Everyone, Amit Mishra to, you know, Nakash to everybody was amazing. But you guys, you and Pritam Da were having such a great time. Tell me about you and Pritam Da.
I feel like that's a family, you know, all of us together, because we've been doing those shows. I mean, the show has changed a lot over the years, of course, but Antra and Nakash and Amit Mishra, Shri Ramchandra, we've just like become like this unit, you know. We have this nice bond. We're free with each other. We're friends first, and then we are, you know, musicians, and it's just fun and also a very, very big learning to be around those musicians, because they're all so immensely talented and hardworking, and they have their own style, and to just surround yourself in that company, I feel like you passively are learning constantly. And Pritam Da, with his repertoire of music, there's not a single genre that you are not exposed to, you know. In his music, there's so much happening, and the musicians who play in the band, the entire band is right. So technically sound and tight and committed. We did this US tour 2 years back, and we spent a lot of time on that tour together, and just preparing the music for that tour was such a big learning, for, you know, how many moving parts there are in a show, and they all need to sort of synchronize so that you put up a great show. So, yeah.
Wow. But tell me, Shalmali, how do you get, you know, that confidence, you know, for all the aspiring singers and, you know, performers out there, if they had to learn or imbibe that level of confidence that you have when you are on stage, you are fireworks. I know it's inbuilt also, it's gifted and all that, but is there any such exercise or anything that has helped you as an artist?
I think time does that also. Like, it doesn't just happen on its own. Never putting any opportunity away also helps. Like, putting yourself through a lot of different kinds of performances. Like, I feel like because I did this cabaret many years back called Bombaloo, I knew that what it involves to be dancing, to sing a dialogue, to singing, and then going and doing a 30-second change backstage and coming back, you know, with. So yeah,
that was a Latvian kind of a.
Yeah, it was a Latvian cabaret, and I was like, I don't know what I've signed up for, but let's see, you know, let's see how it goes. If I don't know, I'll learn, and things like that really shape your understanding of the possibilities and all the things that you could do. That's why I feel like putting yourself in different scenarios, like Pritam Da's show itself is like a musical.
Yeah.
There's so much happening
right.
in his show. There'll be like this dialogue that I have to say here, and then I have to walk across the stage, and the light follows me there, and then I disappear and someone else comes and starts singing. So it's a very choreographed show. And that was a different kind of learning, because it's a musical show. but still it has very time related things. So it was very scary to do this show the first time. It's not like, you know, despite all the years of performing on stage, when we did this show for the first time on the US tour, everybody was petrified. They were like, we don't know how it's going to go down. I mean, we've really rehearsed, but we don't know how it's going to happen. So every time you're on stage, there will always be nerves, and there better be nerves, you know, because we need the nerves. The nerves give that edge to any performance.
Wow. And again, moving towards, you know, your English single, we'll again talk about the Marathi song that you composed.
Well, I actually didn't only do one song. I did four songs. I did the entire album for that, for the film June. And it's still to be commercially released, but it did the rounds in festivals. And it was really funny how I even got the opportunity to do music for a film. I was studying at Berkeley for a 5-week summer program 2 years back. And as part of my songwriter showcase, I sang this song called Love You Double, which is in my album right now. So I released that recently. And while I did that showcase, the producer of this film, June, watched that performance online, like while it was happening. And he's like, hey, so I know him because I've sung for his films earlier, but he doesn't know that I write songs. So that was the first time he heard me do my own composition. He's like, can you give me this song for a film I'm doing? And I was like, I won't give you this song, but I can do another new song for you. Like I can compose a song for you. So I offered to compose for June, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's here is the film and film's narrative, and just make this first song. And then it became 2 songs, 3 songs. So now we have 3 songs and then another female version of the song that Abhay Jodhpurkar sang.
Wow.
So, I mean, how one thing leads to the other, like what I said, like nothing goes to waste. Like education, one, never goes to waste, any kind of education. And for me, my education at Berkeley for a summer program gave me the opportunity to be composer for the first time on a film. So it's been just amazing. So while I composed the melody, I had Rahul Tiwari, who is a bandmate in my in the band that I play with, and he produced 3 out of 4 songs, and he's fantastic. He understands where I come from when it comes to like Indian. My sensibilities, although are not very very traditionally Indian, he sort of balances it out because he comes from that school of thought. So we had a nice blend of a composition, which I would play on a guitar and it would sound like this is going to be an English song, but we had the right songwriter to also write the right Marathi lyrics to it. And then it suddenly becomes like a very interesting sounding, new sounding Marathi song.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was one of the most enjoyable processes of making music with a brief in mind. So while my album 2X Side A and Side B has music that does not have a brief anyone gave me about aisa gana banana hai, doing music to a film is like you read the script of the film,
right?
You listen to the narrative and then you make music that fits that narrative. I will wait to sing the song.
Great, Shalmali. You know, we spoke about, you know, all the, you know, the great things, the success and everything that you have, you know, achieved till date. But let's also talk about the failures and the rejections and all those phases in your life that now you, when you look back and you say that, wow, thank God for that, that now, you know, I've been able to do this. Something of that sort that we would like to really hear from you. Anything that you have learned from your failures and your rejections, some such thing.
So while anybody, I think, would look at not making it to a song, like when you talk about playback, a lot of people sing one song and then one singer makes it. You may look at it as a failure.
Right.
It may look like a failure,
right.
But to me, that never looks like a failure. I never look at that experience as a failure because I feel like the fact that someone thought it was worthy of me at least singing it once to give it a shot is an opportunity for me to sing that song. And if I got the opportunity to sing that song, I got the opportunity to learn how to sing that song.
Wow.
So it's my success. I won that.
Wow.
Whether that song makes it to the final version, whether it releases, if it releases, does it become a hit? Do people like it?
Correct.
All that is very secondary. It's secondary because what matters is how you could grow from any experience. And in that sense, nothing then becomes a failure. Nothing you do ever becomes a failure. It becomes a learning. Whether the learning was from the success of something or the failure of something, it is a learning. So I've had several songs that I sang that didn't make it to the final version. And I'm very open and vocal about this because why should you not be vocal about it? Also, I'm a very firm believer in auditioning and the spirit of audition, the wow. nervousness behind an audition. And I would love to audition for the rest of my life for anything at all. There is no bada hai, chota hai, abhi hum audition nahi kar. I don't believe in that. I feel like if someone requires you to audition for something, you should be willing to audition for it because you should be, meaning I am. I mean, I don't want to speak for anyone else. But I feel like if someone calls me to sing a song, I'm auditioning for that song. And until they are okay with my voice being on it, no matter how many hits or no non-hits I've sung.
So tell us about, you know, the things that you, you know, learned in this lockdown period or any book that you read probably. Is there anything that, you know, has inspired and, you know, given you that motivation in the last few years? Any book, any person, any source of inspiration that has, you know, given you a lot of inspiration?
Well, I feel like for me, the lockdown was a much needed break. Given the kind of personality that I have, I just can't, you yourself said you this about me, that I just don't sit still. You know, I'm always doing something. And that to me became a very big problem, you know, like to not be able to relax is one of the things that I find very, very difficult to do, to relax. And I learned newly how to do that, to just sit in the balcony, wow. to just read. So I did a lot of reading in the lockdown, and ranging from fashion books about how we should be more conscientious about not buying so many clothes and being in the, you know, fast fashion industry. Right now I'm reading this book called The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying.
Wow.
And it's something that I've always wanted to read because the book was recommended to me by my cousin. And it just acquaints you with death and how to be with someone who is dying, how to care for the dying. And I think I'm in that headspace and I'm at that age now where I feel like I can appreciate that book a lot. So yes, a lot has happened in the lockdown, which I'm very, very grateful for whatever. I mean, I wish the circumstance wasn't this for a lockdown, but given that we were all cooped up at home and we had to make some use of time, I learned, I think, how to relax and how to focus on what I wanted, mm-hmm. what I wanted and what I wasn't just doing because I was getting pushed by the tide to do. A lot of life, I think, just happens because koi to dhakka maar ke tumko ghar ke bahar nikal raha hai, to tum ja rahe ho recording ke liye. So you're coming correct. Home, correct, then correct, you're correct, so correct. Exhausted. Everything is just happening on correct. Default. Pe.
Absolutely right.
उसमें मतलब तुमने कभी दो मिनट सोच के बट वेट डिड आई लाइक टू सिंग दिस सॉन्ग डिड आई एंजॉय डूइंग दिस दीस क्वेश्चंस यू डोंट हैव टाइम टू आंसर
नो यू एंड आई फेल्ट राइटली सेड
सो आई फील लाइक आई रियली आस्क्ड मायसेल्फ सो लाइक व्हाट आई सेड अर्लियर इन दिस इंटरव्यू दैट यू नो डू आई वांट टू डू दिस फॉर द रेस्ट ऑफ माय लाइफ एंड व्हेन आई आंसर्ड मायसेल्फ नो आई वांट टू राइट माय ओन सॉन्ग्स आई सेड देन लेट्स जस्ट लुक अप ऑल द सॉन्ग्स दैट आई हैव रिटन लास्ट कपल ऑफ इयर्स एंड सी इफ एनीथिंग कैन बी मेड ऑफ इट And that's where the album came from. When I saw that I had so many songs that were complete and so many that were incomplete, but that had like a future, I saw. I said, I don't want to put out singles. I think I'm ready to put out an album. I'm going to put out an album. And it's going to be in English. Even though I've not sung in English in front of my present right. audience, they'll learn something new about me. They'll either like it or not like it, but it will give me a tremendous sense of relief that I listened to myself for once. You know, I heard the sound of my heart.
Beautifully yeah. said, beautifully said. And it's such a coincidence that when I was talking to Sunidhi Chauhan just last week, she also said that in this lockdown period, she got to meet her real self, that, you know, she was caught in this, you know, so to speak, rut of continuously singing back to back. And she had no time to actually sit and, you know, see whether, you know, this song, you know, appeals to her or not, or nothing. No, there was no thinking going on because there was no space for that. And now this lockdown has, you know, has been able to show her the real her to her. So she was like, I was so happy to meet my own self when I did independent songs like her Ye Ranjishe and the one with Shalmali Kholgade, she said.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like, one of the things that I really appreciate about this lockdown is my meeting Sunidhi also. My getting to know the beautiful soul that she is. She's just something else, you know. And she's not just the music. That's what I learned. What I learned about her is that she's not just my idol when it comes to music, but she's the kind of human being that I hope to be someday, you know.
Wow.
A holistic person. She's so complete in the person that she is. She's a beautiful mother. She's very cool. She's extremely chill with her son. But at the same time, like, she's doing all these things, like she's chatting with me, telling me all the things that she wants to do and she's doing and how much she's involved in the music. I mean, she's her company has given me a lot more than just beautiful music.
Wow, in spite of being so senior to you, I mean, you know, that
exactly.
thing, think, and it doesn't show in that video, so beautiful that, you know, it's like, you know, and the way she has surrendered herself as an artist to your song, Shalmali, it is once in a lifetime kind yeah. of a thing, isn't it?
It is. I did not ever expect that it could be like this, you know, and I, given, like you very rightly said, she's extremely senior to me and senior in terms of the body of work that she has done. In age, we are not very far apart. We are not very far apart in age, but in the body of work that she has done, she's extremely senior to me, but not once does she let that come in the way of the music.
Wow.
She just doesn't see the point in doing that. She, in fact, she's so much appreciates the things that I do and encourages me. Like she told me that I think you're a better composer than you are a singer. And I said, thank you for saying that, you know. I mean, to be able to even say that to someone, that you need to have that kind of bond. And if she felt that bond with me, I'm going to keep that relationship, you know.
Wow, lovely. And, you know, tell me, you know, take us through the other songs, you know, but they just sound, the names, the titles of the songs are just so intriguing and so nice. Let's talk about the other songs.
There's six songs, including Here Is Beautiful, of which the first song is called Language Intro. And it's called Intro because it's an introduction to the album. So that is more of a song that tells you what to expect in the album as far as how the sound of the album is. And to me, I named the song Language, and the lyrical content of it is just me coming out openly about how I feel about the language English and to write a song in English being an Indian.
Right.
Because for the longest time, for an Indian to do an English song or English music was like, but that is not even in your culture. Why do you need to do English music? When in actuality, I have grown up listening to English music. It is the language that I think in, what I communicate most effectively in. So why does that have to make me less of an Indian to do an English song or an English album? So language is a song that speaks about how I want to just choose this as the language to communicate musically in. Love You Double is the second song on the album, and it's a love song. It's an out and out true blue love song. I'll sing that to you in a bit.
Wow.
Here Is Beautiful is the third track on the album. There's As Far As We Get, which is a sort of upbeat in the entire song, in the entire album. As Far As We Get and Uncool are like the sort of upbeat songs, but the entire album is very easy listening, you know. It's more of a album that can be played on the side while you're working or cooking.
Right,
and
right,
it's
right.
Not something you go clubbing to, you know. And I listen to that kind of music.
Absolutely.
That
right.
I don't go clubbing much. I don't go to discos and, you know, parties.
There is a huge section of, you know, totally, like, I can totally relate with it.
To that. Oh, thank you. So you can play the album while you're cooking.
Absolutely.
Or like having a home, you know, home party. And so As Far As We Get and Uncool are like up tempo songs, and Sora is actually a song that is very close to me. It's very eclectic as far as how it sounds, because it doesn't have any rhythm on it. It's just electric guitars and a lot of voices, a lot of layers of voices. Because I wanted to, I had to treat this song with a lot of care. It is named Sora after a friend of mine by the name of Sora. She passed away very suddenly. And I wrote it as an ode to her.
Right.
Absolutely. So it was very hard for me to even think about releasing a song like that, which for me was just, you know, cathartic to be able to write a song and you know, deal with those emotions by way of music. But the producer of this track, Karan Pandav, understood the attachment that I have to the song and treated it so gently with such minimal elements, because it is not something that you can groove to, or you know, you can, it's really intense. And for that, as a matter of fact, I felt like I don't know who will listen to this song, because it comes from such a personal space, a personal place in my life, that who will listen to the song. But I am amazed at how many people connected with this song, with Sora, not knowing who Sora is, but just the intensity of emotion, because the lyric just says, "You left too soon. Oh, Sora, you left too soon." And maybe it brings to mind people whom we have lost, you know, in our lives. And you can connect, people are being able to connect in that way to Sora even. So I'm just so happy that all these songs in the album are from a very private space in my life. Things I've experienced, emotions, incidents, moods that I've been in. And I mean, I've written it in song form, and people are you know, accepting that.
It's a so huge it's success. Just, yeah.
It's a huge success.
It's a huge success. And wow, you've album has again brought back, you know, that golden era of, you know, where, you know, in the 90s and all, we all, you know, boasted of having this album, you know, and, you know, having this album in our collection. And, you know, at I remember at Shilpa Rao's place, you know, she has an entire collection of, you know, and you know, that thing, that pride that of owning an album, you have brought back, you know, this album has brought back that lovely era, you know, that we all have enjoyed of having an entire complete album that gives you, you know, different, you know, different emotions and different moods. So that's just beautiful, Shalmali.
No, you're right. And that was exactly what I felt, you know, with what I was seeing, the kind of music that I was seeing happening around me. I felt like just ek gana, like, you know, you release one single, then you wait 2 months and you do another one. I can't tell my story in totality. I cannot express myself fully to you unless I do an album. You will not know who I am if I just show you one arm. You know, here, this is my hand. And then 3 months later, I'll show you this is my face. I can't do that. I want you to see all of me. So I think the album really gives you a sense of the artist. And I'm glad that you feel like that also, that there is an audience and there is this big debate, right? But who is going to listen to an album? But hey, look, there are people. There are people who have been waiting for albums.
Waiting for it. Yeah. Beautiful. Lovely, Shalmali. Kudos to the entire team, you know, who has worked, you know, right from the videographer to the arranger, the music arranger. Oh my God, beautifully arranged music, I must say.
Sunny MR is the producer.
Of course, we have had him on the podcast. He is brilliant. I mean, we had Sunny MR on one of the episodes. He's just too good. I mean, there's nothing to actually too good. Speak about
it. I am nothing and no one without Sunny.
He's
no
the same
one.
Balam Pichkari guy, right?
He's everywhere. He's got his little masala and everything.
Sunny MR, wow, beautiful. Kya baat hai. And guys, Big Bang has given us this lovely album. So do give it all your love. I mean, you guys cannot be disappointed with it because it's a part of Shalmali. I mean, it just shows in each and every song. So thank you so much. And jaate jaate hamara ek you know question rehta hai hamare artist se kyunki ye podcast kafi aspiring singers or musicians sunte hain to unke liye koi message Shalmali aap dena chahenge, something that you have learned, you know, from your experiences. What are the kinds of you know, what is the kind of discipline that you have followed all these years? Some message that, you know, might be helpful, some tips that might be helpful for aspiring newcomers.
I'd say a couple of things.
Yes, please.
First thing I would say, every opportunity is the biggest opportunity of your life. So seize every single opportunity that comes your way. There is no ye chota aur ye bada.
Correct. Wow.
So that is the first thing that I have experienced in my life. Never to trivialize anything that you do. Whether it's singing for a new composer who's doing his first project or it's singing for Pritam Da, it should always, always have the same amount of effort on your part. Two, I'd say, don't think this is the best you can do ever. Whatever you are, wherever you are in life right now, it's amazing that you got that far. So give yourself a pat on the back, but never draw the line. Don't draw boundaries around you. People will draw boundaries around you all the time. It's probably their job to do that. And it's probably your job to defy those boundaries. I have experienced this now. And I can say this with confidence that when someone tells you don't do something, it doesn't work, you probably should think twice about it, about wanting to do it, about wanting to prove to those people that it's not that it doesn't work. It just hasn't been given as much importance or a thought before. And you may have the power to be that change, to be that different. Three, versatility is overrated. Don't run behind being versatile. I think it is foolish to run behind being versatile. If you are versatile to begin with, you can hone that and, you know, make it your talking point. But if you're not going to be good at one thing, then there's no use not being good at several things. So I mean, think about how versatile you really want to be. And dream big and have faith. That's the biggest thing. Like, that's the most important thing. And I was speaking to someone just today that what you really need first, even sometimes even before your talent, is faith. You need faith in yourself. You need faith in what you have surrendered yourself to do. And if you can have that faith, you can make anyone believe anything about you if you have faith.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all of this. And thank you for the lovely album. I think it's the right album, you know, given the bleak times that all of us are, you know, experiencing. But the power of music, we would like to believe that, you know, it will definitely, you know, make some difference. You know, in yes. our lives, and you know, it will give us, you know, that ray of hope, which is the biggest thing that we, when we wake up each day, that we wake up thinking that, oh my God, what is happening around us? And if you have something as beautiful as your album or any other music, you know, so to speak, if your album, you know, creates that it gives that boost to a person in these times,
yeah,
then it's the yeah. biggest success, Shalmani.
Yes. Thank you so much for, again, saying that, because music does have the power to contribute in that way. And I'm glad that I was able to put out this album, which is of this tempo and this style, especially at a time where there's so much dance music coming out. You know, everything sort of felt like has to be dance music. But this is an easy listening album, and I'd love to do this one last song called Love You Double, oh, which wow. is getting a lot of love, even despite not having a video, which just amazes me. And I'm really, really happy. And I want to again say this to independent musicians out there. You yeah. don't always need to put out music with a video. Have faith again in the music you're putting out, and your audio can carry it through to the end, to your audiences. So here's Love You Double.
Are we stuck in a painting we've called paradise, out of luck, loss of words to describe how we done being each other's sweethearts? Time to run on our way, miles apart. My words that once to you were rain, did they come down on you like hail? I promise you now, I take a vow, I love you double, I love you double. I promise you now, I take a vow, I love you double. I love you double.
Lovely. Lovely.
Thank
you. Too good. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Shalmali. It was a pleasure, like I had expected.
Amazing. I always thoroughly enjoy speaking to people who are so involved with music and with the life of a musician and everything that musicians go through. And there is a need to speak about a lot of these things, because shows like this give a lot of encouragement to people listening. Whether it's the beginning of their career or, you know, a change in the lines that they're choosing at any point in their life. So I'm really grateful that you invited me on your show, Eva, and I hope to speak to you soon. And here's wishing all the very best and very big congratulations to 9XM Soundcast for completing 100 episodes. And I'm saying all the very best because this is not the end. If this show is so good, it's going to go on for a very, very long time, and we want more of it. But for now, congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eva. You have
lots
a beautiful day.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys. This is Shalmali, and you were listening to me on 9XM Soundcast. Please do go and subscribe.
Her passionate attitude, her supercharged energy to live life to the fullest, her extremely focused, dedicated efforts for her craft, her honest, transparent, and holistic approach towards her passion, that is music, all this about Shalmali really inspires me. Or as I said, just listen to the whole album of hers called 2X Side A and you will definitely agree with me or feel the same about her. Don't miss to check out the lovely videos of this conversation on the social media pages of 9XM and mine, that is at Eva Bhatt Podcast. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at Eva Bhatt Podcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilog Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilog Media.